Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you today and to be able to share some things to build on what Chevy talked about last week. I hope you saw the broadcast. She talked about changing gears and how at different seasons of life we have to change gear appropriately because of the terrain we're going over or the speed that life seems to be taking us at. And it was the whole speed thing that caught my attention, because in the New Testament, the writers in a number of places talk about the Christian life as being a race, the race of the Christian life. And the idea being that when we get to the end of our natural life, we're able to say, like Paul does in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, he says, "I've fought the fight, I've finished the race." There's this wonderful sense of having completed the course that was set out for him. And if it's true that God wants me to cover all the ground he has for me in my lifetime, it means I have to keep moving. It means I have to make sure I'm in the right gear and that I'm well prepared and focused and dealing with the season that God's got me in. If I slow down, if I start dawdling and getting distracted, or I decide to have a rest, then my ability to cover the ground that he has planned for me to cover is diminished. And that means I'm not able at the end to say with the same sense of satisfaction, "I've completed the race." No wonder in 1 Corinthians 9:24, he therefore says, "Run in such a way as to get the prize." And in Philippians 3:14, he says, "I press on towards the goal to win the prize." There's this sense of urgency in Paul that life is a race and we have to press through to the end. I mean, think about your Christian life. The moment you gave your life to Jesus, it was like a start gun went off. And as you've started to live that life, there have been race marshals helping you on the journey, pastors, mentors, friends, helping you make great choices, navigate the bends. There's definitely a finishing line, because eventually we come to the end of this natural life. And there's definitely a reward. Paul calls it a crown of righteousness for those who have run the race with perseverance and have run to win. Now, I must say this. The race of the Christian life is unique in the sense that you are not running in competition against any other Christians. So don't get all competitive thinking, right, I run faster than that Dave Belfield or that Chevy Taylor. No, it's about you running against yourself. It's about you understanding how God has made you, how he's gifted you, how he's called and directed your life, and running in sync with his chosen destiny for you, fulfilling your potential. Now, the key text I want us to just think through for a moment is Hebrews 12, verse 1, where the writer says this. He says, "Let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that can easily entangle us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Let us run. Run implies effort. It's more than a stroll. It involves expending energy, does this Christian life. It's run with perseverance, acknowledging that there'll be times when you've got to press through, when we've got to have determination, push through pain, and so on. It's run with perseverance the race. It is a race. It's a defined distance. We've only got so much time, so much life, so let's make it count. It's run with perseverance the race marked out. That's interesting. The race is already marked out for us. That means it's planned by others in advance. And as Christians, we believe that God has called us and set a course for our lives to connect with, to live the best life possible. And lastly, it's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Ha ha, it's a bespoke race. It's a race for me. Therefore, I can run the race to win because this race suits my constitution, suits my gifting, suits my skill set. It suits my spiritual shape. So I'm here to urge you today, church, to run with perseverance the race marked out for you. Now, the race imagery inevitably takes us into thinking about spiritual fitness and spiritual exercise and all those kind of analogies. But I want to make a slightly different point today and assume that you're with me on the need to be spiritually fit, to be reading your Bible, to be spiritually strong in your disciplines and so on. And the point I want to make is this. You can only do the correct training for your race if you understand the type of race you're in right now. If you're going to run in a way that wins the prize, you have to run at a speed that's appropriate to the type of race you're currently in. Or if I can go back to what Chevy said last week, you have to make sure you're in the right gear. For example, if you're in a marathon but trying to sprint, you'll never make it to the end. Equally, if you are in a sprint but start the race like a marathon runner, you're going to lose. So I wonder, how would you describe the race of your Christian life today? That's what I want you to think about for a few minutes with me. Now, maybe some of you will think, right now, my Christian life seems like a sprint. Well, if it is, you'll be able to see the end from the beginning. Because in a sprint, you can see the finish line from the start line. Sprinting involves focused power and massive bursts of energy. It takes ground quickly and makes rapid process. It gets a lot done in a short space of time. And sometimes the Christian life's like that. Remember last week, I hope you all tuned in, but we had the graduation for the Leadership College students. Well, typically, Leadership College students are on a sprint in their Christian life for that season. Because they come at the beginning and they can see the end in 9 or 10 months' time. They're focused, they concentrate. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So they seem to make significant progress as compared with other seasons of their spiritual life very often, because it's about power and achieving and effort. It's kind of like a sprint. Maybe God's got you in a sprint. Maybe it's a book you're writing. Maybe it's a project you're developing. Maybe it's a mission trip that you're planning to go on, or a ministry you're planning to launch. If it's a sprint, be assured of this. God is developing power in you. Because when he has us in sprint mode, it's power we need and power that's been developed. But there's others of you out there, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not in a sprint. If anything, my Christian life's more like a marathon right now. Well, sometimes God does have us in the marathon. You can't see the end from the beginning. I mean, it's 26 miles away, for goodness sake. Sometimes it feels like the Christian life's a long race, and therefore it needs a measured approach to make sure we're there for the long haul. Because what the marathon develops in you is different to the sprint. The marathon develops stamina in you, perseverance, sticking with it. So if God's working with you in your marriage right now, be assured you're in a marathon, because it's a long-haul relationship. If God's talking to you about how to better build this local church with us, it's a marathon, because it's a long-haul task we're in. Raising children is a marathon. Building a ministry is a marathon. And on the marathon, you go through these moments where you kind of hit the wall. Well, in raising kids and doing marriage and building church, we sometimes feel like we're hitting the wall, and we have to learn to push through, get the help we need, take on the right nutrients. Sometimes we cramp up because we're using the same muscles repeatedly in a marathon. Well, you have to press through. When the race of your Christian life feels like a marathon, God is developing stamina in you. He's helping you get the strength you need for the long haul. But there's others of you out there, and you're thinking, sprint, marathon, I'm in a time of transition. Well, if you're in a transition season, I would suggest God's got you in the relay race right now. You know the relay? Four runners passing the baton to each other, going around 4x100 and so on. The relay is all about finishing your leg of the race and a good handover. It's all about passing on the baton or receiving the baton indeed. So relay races develop our handover skills. And I would suggest they're the kind of transition points in our Christian life. You know, you move from child to adult, single to married, married to parent, parent to empty nester. That's just in family. You know, in church, you may be handing over responsibility to someone in one of your teams, training through, bringing an apprentice through, passing things on, and it can be a nervy time. It may be in your work environment, but you just know God has got you in a season where you're learning what to let go of and what to keep hold of, which was one of the gear shifts that Chevy referenced last week. Negotiating the handover points in the Christian life is crucial. Now, I've got to get to my handover point in good shape. I've got to get there on time, otherwise I let the next person down. The whole team loses. I've got to pass the baton on and then cheer the next person on. Those skills we've to learn to live a good Christian life. So if your Christian race is currently a relay, be assured God is developing your transitioning skills. Or it may be the race of your Christian life is more like a team race. You know, the team race is where individuals work together for a mutual victory. Now, this is interesting because a team race is the only race where the first past the post may not be the actual winner. Because it's not about just me winning, it's our collective scores as a team being the winning amount. It's not about the individual first, it's about the team finishing first. So it's not about me, it's about us. So together we have to do the best we can. You know, team races, and typically you see this a lot in cycling. If you watch the Tour de France and races like that, where you've got different teams and they're dotted around all around the pack, and they're keeping an eye on each other because they know that we need as many of our team towards the front as we can. So if somebody starts to slip back, others pull back and encourage them forward. That's the skill of a team racer. There's an awareness of where each of your team are at. That's the skill of team playing, isn't it? In a team race, you might feel like, I'm just going to go for it and win this thing. Well, that doesn't necessarily help. You have to suppress your personal ambition for the sake of the team goal. And I think that much of the Christian life is like a team race. You know, doing family is a team race. Doing church is a team race. If ever it becomes just about me and my race and my ego and my ministry and my thing, I've lost something of what it really means to be part of the family of God and to achieve the corporate goal of being a community of God's people in this place. The team race develops our teamwork. It develops our communication with each other, develops our awareness of where each other is at in the journey, strengthens our connectedness, and adds many strong values to what we're doing corporately. So think for a minute with me. Is the race of your spiritual life right now a sprint, marathon, relay, team race? Or maybe there's just one more worth mentioning. Maybe it's more like a cross country. A cross country is a race where conditions are totally unpredictable. The running surface is uncertain. All you know is we're going from this point here across the hills to that point there, and off you go. And every step has to be watched carefully and firmly taken. Cross-country runners become really good at navigating uncertainty. Will it be boggy? Will it be, you know, stony? Will it be sandy? Will it be grassy? What will be our footholds be like? And I think sometimes the Christian life is like that. You're racing along and suddenly it's uncertain. You're not sure where to put your foot. So your head's down, watching, making sure you place it firmly on God's word and God's ways and making wise decisions. How will people respond? What will the atmospheres be like? How steep will this ascent be that I'm about to take? And part of you just craves for a race where all I want to do is be able to put one foot in front of the other and know it's tarmac every time or it's racetrack every time. But God seems to have you in the cross country. And at the moment, there's a lot of uncertainty around because of the coronavirus, because of uncertainties about work and finance. Just the fact that we're doing our church in this form today speaks of that uncertainty. God, at one level, has got us in a cross country. And what are we learning? We're learning to develop confidence that as we keep in touch with Him, every place we put our foot will be firm, will be sound, and that we won't fall over. And we're developing our ability to navigate uncertainty, and developing faith and becoming more sure-footed. Now, let me pull this together for you. I don't know where the race has you today, but the truth is this. Your challenge is to run to win and to run with perseverance the race marked out for you. Has God got you in a sprint? If He has, you're developing power. Has He got you in a marathon? Well, if He has, you're developing stamina. Has He got you in a relay, developing your transitioning skills? Or maybe in a team race, developing your teamwork and awareness? Or maybe it's that cross-country race, just developing your ability to navigate uncertainty right now. But here's a thought. It just might be all of them at the same time. You may be sprinting through a financial challenge right now, whilst at the same time, you're in the marathon of your marriage that's going on constantly. But you're also in the relay of handing over to a new person at work, whilst working through the challenges of being a team player in your ministry team, while learning to take each uncertain day as it comes and live it confidently for Christ. The key is, however you articulate the nature of your race, you have to be able to say, I'm going to run this race with perseverance because this is the race marked out for me. I'll change gear appropriately to make sure I get traction and speed and keep moving to cover the ground that God has ordained for me to cover. God wants us to cover all the ground He has in His plan for our lives. So understand the type of race you're in, love the race, shift gears appropriately, and be determined to run the race to win and cover the whole of the life, all whole of the ground that God has for you to cover before you meet Him. I want to leave you with this question. What kind of race does my Christian life seem like today? And what is it developing in me? Because every step of the way, God is doing a good work in you, and He's committed to completing it. So what's the race, and what's it developing in you? God bless you, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks.